This is Femi Kuti, and you are listening to NYC Radio Live.
All right, folks, how you doing? Good? That's good to hear or imagine. Holding in my hand a piece of paper, and it says Miramar is performing at Elabesh Hall Friday, March 31st. That's this Friday if you're someone who listens instantly at the Graduate Center. Miramar is an awesome bolero group. They specialize in Puerto Rican boleros, and I'm actually super tight with the musical director Marlise Simmons, and I've been watching her write string arrangements over the last week, getting ready for this really special show, and it's very exciting. So I'm psyched for it, and we got to finally sit down in an official kind of setting, and get to learn a little bit more about boleros. And I guess, looking back on it, because she's my good friend, I kind of was like asking slightly stupid questions. Every once in a while, you might identify them. It was intentional. Maybe some will just land on the editing floor. But anyway, let's check it out. And oh, I should mention that this podcast is presented with the support of the Rubin Museum of Art. And I hope you can come by some Friday when I'm DJing there and check out its free exhibits. I DJ the first Friday of every month, 7 till 10. And you can check out the Ohm Lab and some other really cool exhibits. And on the 12th, April 12th, if you're around, facilitate a sound meditation with the guy I learned everything about this stuff from, Alexandre Tenus. He is incredible. So if it appeals to you to put on an eye mask and lie down on a yoga mat and like hear Tibetan bowls and gongs and all kinds of ethereal instruments that will just kind of make you feel like you are no longer, not only in New York City, but no longer on the planet, if that seems appealing, then, just look for Acoustic Mandala Project Sound Meditation on the RubinMuseum.org website, and I think it's Rubin.org. Yeah, maybe see you there. So, let's hear some boleros from Miramar, and then you'll hear our chat with Marlise Simmons, and maybe see you at the concert.
Esa noche otra vez a encontrarte en mis sueños. Llegarás nuevamente a brindarme un instante de ensueño. Y aunque sea un sueño y te tenga por unos momentos, dejarás una estela de amor en mi pensamiento. Surgirás entre nubes y estrellas, brillando en las sombras. Y a mí descenderás cuando escuches mi voz que te nombra. Y aunque mi despertar ponga fin a tan dulce derroche, ah, nubes y estrellas, brillando en las sombras. Y a mí descenderás cuando escuches mi voz que te nombra. Y aunque mi despertar ponga fin a tan dulce derroche, ay, sé que tú volverás porque vuelvo a soñar esta noche.
This album is a compilation of songs mostly by the composer Silvia Rexach, who was a Puerto Rican poet, composer, a woman of many different talents who thrived during the 50s in Puerto Rico. Also on the CD are originals of mine and Ray's.
Okay, so maybe we just jump into some music. Right off the bat, so people, what would be like an exciting one for people to?
Yeah, the first track is great.
Okay.
Tus pasos.
All right, let's go.
Invasión de ternura, tus pasos, y encendieronse sueños. Pasados, presiento en esos pasos la inquietud de buscar otros pasos que marche por el mismo compás.
Wow, very beautiful. So you do everything on that? You write the arrangements?
For that one, that track, there's a few tracks on the album that feature a string quartet. Mm-hmm. And I did write the arrangements, yes.
Right. And the harmonies are the same as the original recordings? Or
No. So actually, there's another group that inspired us with it to form as a duo group. It's a group called Duo Irizarri de Córdoba, who was actually, my first initial idea was to was to include them in the dedication or have an album featuring them. But then I realized that, you know, I learned more about McSatch as the composer. They had done an album dedication to Silvio McSatch, or many, many people have from Puerto Rico have done albums in dedication featuring the music of Silvio. We're definitely not the first. It's been, you know, she's been a hero of the island since she was recognized as even her first song. I think it's a discussion of when she wrote it, either 11, 12, 13, 14 years old, that she wrote the song Di Corazon, which we did record track number 5 on the album. That was the first composition to get recognized by the scene in Puerto Rico during the 40s, 50s.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know much about her. I mean, I've heard
some
things.
So basically, she was born in 22, I think it was, 1922. So she was coming from a middle-class family. So she had things, you know, she wasn't like...
This was in Puerto Rico?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was born in Puerto Rico, Santurce, the neighborhood Santurce, Puerto Rico, where she's from. And she was just musically inclined, and I mean, not just musically, artistically. She was a poet. She wrote comedy. She did comedy. She did jingles. She was formed the first all-female group from Puerto Rico. She was the leader of that group. She also formed the first sort of equivalent of what we know as ASCAP or BMI. She was on that too. She was pretty a major figure. Sadly, she died super young, and she also only recorded. You can only hear her voice on one recording that has been published, and then there's another kind of bootleg thing that's going around her on a radio show. But she didn't consider herself a singer, which is really crazy, because if you hear her albums, I think she's on piano. She's a multi-instrumentalist. She just learned mostly by ear, I think. She had her main guitarist, who she performed with all the time and who she wrote songs with. So there's only one recording of her. And so basically, when she was, I think mid-20s, she got diagnosed with stomach cancer, something terrible. She lived with it and she died at 39.
Mm.
So it was late 20s. Doesn't matter. But she basically, you know, we're talking the 50s anyway, so it probably wasn't too much to help her. But she also, from talking to people about her, you know, she led a bohemian, they like to use that word.
Bohemian.
Bohemian lifestyle.
Meaning
she was like a rebel, especially for a woman, like for her time, like hanging out with guys. So I'm friends with her daughter, who is an artist, accomplished artist in her own right. Her name is Sharon Riley. And I got to talk and interview her a few months ago. And she was telling me amazing stories of growing up and how the house would just be full of musicians and artists on the weekends. And they would just be there all weekend, hanging out, playing music, recording. So that's why a bohemian. She was living life for music and art.
Right, and
smoking and drinking, and you know, not a drug addict, because there wasn't a thing for that decade. So it was like just like lots of rum and cigarettes and Coca-Cola. That's what I heard. So she's had a very big influence on bolero music, and boleros basically is a term used to apply to music that's romantic, generally referring to a romantic style of music. It was popularized by the Cuban and Mexican culture, but really it was popularized by every Spanish-speaking country in Latin America. Not Latin America, but the Caribbean. You know, basically, boleros is It's a rhythm too, but when you say bolero, it can really encompass a lot of different, not only a straight 4/4 bolero rhythm, but a lot of times you'll see bolero albums that include waltzes, and you know, of course, it's a sentiment of music that every Spanish-speaking country has from decades and decades ago, and every country has their own heroes. So, like, for example. So Silvia Rexach is one of those heroes, amongst others, and she's not very well known outside of Puerto Rico. At least that's what I came to find out over the years. And I was visiting Puerto Rico every year, and there she's a hero. Everyone knows her. There's a museum coming. Her daughter's opening soon. And there's also the auditorium. She's well known. And then even just coming here and talking to music scholars and people who I would think know about her didn't. My point is every country has their heroes. So my mother's from Chile, right? And I grew up with other people, bolero singers that I knew through my mom. And with Ray, who he's from Ponce, the singer of the group. From Puerto Rico, southern city of Ponce. He grew up with this music and other, you know, Puerto Rican bolero things that he knows about. And between me and my mom's musical collection that influenced me, there wasn't much crossover. It was a little bit, but it was interesting how. And now in my quest to learn more about boleros, of course, I'm discovering how every country has their hero.
Right. Who are some of these heroes?
So from growing up with my mom, I'll say the gentleman from Ecuador, Julio Aramillo, was a really big thing. My mom, really, that was a big thing in my house. Mm-hmm. I remember that. Chavela Vargas is another one, and I think this actually I just saw a movie's coming out about her.
Well, let's listen to something else. What's calling you right now?
Well, yeah, put on Di Corazón. So the song I was just talking about, Di Corazón. Is a song that she wrote when she was very, very young. And it's an extremely mature song for someone so young to write.
All right, let's check it out.
Si aún le amas, dice mi amor, aún le llamas, dice en las sombras de la noche. Recuerdo vive en mi alma enamorada que no cesa de sufrir de corazón si no la olvido. No es para mí, de corazón, si esa llama aún perdura, o si es locura, o si es. Thank you. noche su recuerdo vive en mi alma enamorada que no cesa de sufrir. Di corazón, si no la olvido, aunque su amor no es para mí. Di corazón, si esa llama
beautiful. So you were telling me while I was playing, like, this was mostly recorded on a single mic, something like that.
Yeah, half the partial half the album. There's two different, three different recording sessions we did, and two of them were done with just one of them was done with just one mic, and that's the ones with the song you just heard. And then also the ones with strings, we recorded on one take. There's multiple mics, but we just did it live.
Wow.
And there's videos for that, of course.
Wow. So there's this, like, I've heard this expression, the golden age of boleros. Is that, when was that? Was there?
Yeah, that time, 50s.
50s.
Mm-hmm. That's because that's when that style of music was popular, and it's never died, it's never gone away, and a lot of people are with a lot of publicity going for our band and a couple other groups that have put out sort of bolero albums. There's been this whole thing with return of the boleros, but really the boleros never went away. It's just that obviously I'm reaching out with this music to a different generation, or a different, you know, of people who I can reach out to who might not know about boleros, so therefore it is a return or revitalization of boleros, I guess. But yeah, the golden age was the 50s and 60s probably.
And what was, like, the setting of, like, where the people would be playing this kind of stuff?
Think of, well, there was formal concerts, but there was also, it was happening, it's so bohemian, I use that word again, but it was happening in people's living rooms, it was happening at cafes, it was just like reunions and a Sunday afternoon, you know, it was happening kind of the way, I guess, different jam sessions that occur now, but the style of music was boleros, you know, people writing, presenting new songs.
And what percentage of the songs use the word corazón?
probably with Rixat, she was very picky with her words, but that one did have corazón.
Yeah.
But a lot of, I don't think any other song.
Really? Wow. Okay.
Actually, yeah, that's probably a lot.
That's interesting. But I mean, I'm just stereotyping.
Yeah.
It would be stupid. But
no.
But I mean, my sense, if someone was like, "What is boleros?" Like, I would be like, "Well, they tend to be slow tempo, right?"
Yeah.
I mean, that's and I feel like, even though I don't understand Spanish that well, that there's almost something approaching melodrama. Like, it's like the feelings are, like, intense.
It's intense. Oh, so Rixach, if you were able to look at her lyrics and understand them as a native Spanish speaker, there's a lot of double meanings of words, and a lot of, it's very it's extremely poetic, and in the way that she uses her, you know, the way she writes and integrates it with the music and the chord changes and everything. I wouldn't say that necessarily about all bolero singers or bolero artists, but she was very special with that. But yeah,
right. That's like what.
But elevated. It is melodrama. It is very. It's love songs in the sense of like not I love you, but also I hate you or I hate life or I love life. You know, it's like that.
Right.
Normal.
I have
sad songs. Sad.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting. I have a friend who was telling me about all these various men who've been hitting on her lately, and like the approach. She's from Ecuador. And these are guys from neighboring countries, and the approach is like, listen, like every time I see you, my heart is like just on fire, like. The level
of poetry
but also like of drama, like while like in the West, you know, people of like a certain generation, like the way they might hit on somebody is like it's not even clear that like you're interested, like you'd
right.
be like you'd be like, hey, you know, do you, so if you want to get a cup of coffee or something, I'm gonna be in the neighborhood
right.
anyway.
It's not like my heart's exploding
yeah
for you and yeah.
Yeah, every time I look at the moon, I
think of you.
Right.
Right.
Write that one down.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Now, if you... So the word, the songs that we did on the album was a collaboration between myself and Ray Alvarez, who is a poet as well. And so I'm pretty sure his songs... He always describes his lyrics as sort of a reflection of his life and a reflection of what he's thinking at the time or of something he's gone through. But they're very self, they're mirroring, you know, it's like a reflection of his life. So you really, you know, some of them you're like, whoa, trying to read into what he's thinking about himself. But so I could say for sure those lyrics are pretty intense as well.
Right. Oh, okay. So, and you have some originals on this album.
Yeah, we put, I think, how many? One, two, there's three originals on this album that we put. And we
All
write,
right.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so maybe we should take it out on some Miramar original track.
Sure. Last track?
Okay.
Is that what you're saying? No, no, no.
Know.
I'm saying this is the last track you'll play. Cause
well, it's up to you. I mean, if you think there's a
I was gonna say
flexible format. So.
No, no, because I was going to say play Sinti for
okay.
sure. But if there's time...
Sure, sure, sure. Okay. So let's play Sinti, and this is another Sylvia track, right? And what's the important thing that we should know about this track?
Okay, so this track features... Brian Vargas, who is a guitarist based in here in Brooklyn, New York,
right.
He was amazing. And although Miramar formed in Richmond, Virginia, we somehow There's a long story of how we found Brian through MySpace, but we hooked up with Brian Vargas, and he recorded with us on all these tracks, and he's awesome. And this song features him. It's an original song that. I helped Ray write the music, and it's his words.
All right.
Sinti, without you.
Azul al poder comprender pasión.
So, I know you're a busy person and it's 1 a.m. and you're drinking black tea. So there's probably other things on your schedule. So I'll let you get back to that big, big show actually coming up. So you're writing arrangements and doing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I have, finishing up some details here.
Yeah, great. So we had mentioned that this song... Como Tu Eres is like mm-hmm. a great one to go out on.
It's the last track, yep.
Yeah, that's a, yeah, bring us in.
Como Tu Eres is actually the lyrics were by Ray's mother, who's a poet, has put out a couple books of poetry, and these were words that Ray adapted to a song I wrote. And we have... a special guest on this song. Well, she's part of the string quartet as well, but Tamika Reed, who plays cello on this track. Tamika Reed is an amazing cellist out of Chicago. I think a lot of people have heard her name by now, and I'm lucky enough to have known her for almost 20 years now, because we went to the same college.
Right, yep. Big picture of her in the New York Times the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't see you.
Cool. All right. Well, this is Como Tu Eres from the album Dedication to Silvia Rexach.
On Barbès Records.
On Barbès from our buddy Olivier Conan. And I guess we'll have to do a separate Bioritmo show one day. That'd be fun.
Sure. When we have something going on.
Yeah.
Next year. I'd just like to mention, if you're looking for Miramar, Miramar means look to the sea, and basically there's probably 1 million bands who use the word Miramar as part of their name. There's 1 million hotels named it. There's 1 million neighborhoods of different places. So if you're looking for us online, type in Miramar Boleros, and that's how you will find us.
All right. So... with this burning in our hearts. No, just kidding.
Jesus.
All right, just kidding. Okay, here we are. Como Tu Eres. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your time, Marlise.
Thank
this
you,
was
David.
Fun. Ciao.
Cómo me siento yo el tiempo que estoy contigo, las veces que te oigo yo son delicias de corazón. Si yo me hago de sueño en un mágico silencio al compás de mis latidos. música y canción. Serás música, serás canción.
Yes.